Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the boxing god, Stainless.
Well, come at me if you want action, and I'm Julian Jackson. When he pointed his hands and then told him that's where they gon' fall, ain't no accident. You not ready to brawl, my dog. The fact is just this border wars. We go to war, Mad Max and shit. Can you handle it? What exactly did you expect? Random shots rapidly, landing with accuracy. Might not be the king, but to you it's still your majesty. Don't let a friendly competition turn to a tragedy. Savagery, left and right, chaos, calamity. Swole up, ball shattered, pop my constant tagging up. Being bruised, battered up. Oh my God, what's happening? That's that pressure, you the best, I'm better. Just because it's everlast, don't mean it lasts forever. That's life, make diamonds, bust pipes, that's pressure. Maybe I'm not the greatest, but you still the lesser. This border wars, why you on the board with checkers? I catch you with a check hook, whoop his ass with the lecture. Like, boy, you know I taught you better. Ringside doctor already called for the stretcher. Yeah, bruh, not here, leave a message. I don't think you got the message. See, I catch and shoot, you can't catch up. Throw the heat, he go to sleep. Stand up again, I'm gon' repeat. Show some nuts, leave some ovaries. Laughing, don't he know that he joking? He just don't get it. Make a miss and I hit him. Boxing knowledge, that is him. Trust the training and system. My boxing science is physics. See if that immovable object can stay right there when I hit it. God body, boxing guy in the spirit, bone in the flesh. Go for the best to let him know that I'm next. To let him know I'm that. Turn your bread into scraps, turn your zero to a one, and turn your belt to a strap. That's pressure, that's pressure, that's pressure.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice presents Border Wars. And unfortunately, it's bad news. We thought we were going to be moving on Tucson, and I guess you learned your lesson, right? We acted a little too soon, and the Nationals are going to affect Border Wars universally. The dates that we wanted are no longer, I mean, not no longer, they were never available to us. Because they're blocking those dates out for the Nationals, regardless of the state. So we had a great package put together for Border Wars 15 happening in Tucson, Arizona on December 14th. And we get word from the USA Boxing Commission that they cannot approve that date because of officials and everybody going to be at the Nationals. Now, granted, we got two people in our community that are USA Boxing officials and have raised their hand and want to participate in our event instead of the Nationals. Shout out to Malcolm and shout out to Scott Haskell Jr. And even with our own officials, they still wouldn't give us the date. So, you know, I came to Vegas. And in Vegas, December 14th, through the 21st is also blocked out, and the only thing that is available is the 7th, 27th, 28th, and potentially the 13th. Not sure about the 13th, but that would be a Friday. And we're just not sure. Now, as far as Tucson, we would just need to say yes to them and they can put in the date for March, April, or even as early as February. But you do have to lock in a date. You do have to get your sanction and there cannot be any other dates and fights, events around that. And in Tucson, they already have fights, so they were not able to get the date approved. We could still do it here in Vegas on December 7th, pending approval, right? So it's like you hear this show and you're like, no, Ness, I still want Border Wars in December. Lock in the date of December 7th. I still got to go pay for that date and then wait for them to approve that date. Then if they do, we can have that date locked in. But that's where we are, man. Unfortunately, our plans have been ruined is how I feel because we had a magnificent main event. Keen can't do December 7th because he told us already he was going to be taking his daughter to Disney World. Hotels are booked. Everything is booked. So the 14th and the 21st were perfect for him, but those dates are not available as a USA Boxing day. So we're in a rock and a hard place. We're in a place where Keen does not fight CYP. We do not have that big main event. And someone else steps up to the plate to be the main event for December 7th. Personally, that's too much risk for me. Like I told Keen, if him and CYP are not fighting, I'm not really doing it because the community is excited for that fight. And it's my belief that because that fight is taking place, other fights will manifest. If that fight is not happening, I don't know that many fights will happen. I could be wrong. You guys still have an opportunity to step up to the plate, but we have to act swiftly because there's only one date. I prefer not to do it on the 27th or the 28th, which is a Friday, Saturday after Christmas, once we've already taken that bullet that is Christmas and all the gifts we have to give out. I wasn't even trying to be here on that date. I'm trying to be in another country, so that's not going to work for me. The only date that's going to work is December 7th. I already feel like that's rushed because we're losing 2 and 3 weeks of promotion based off our original dates. Our original dates are obviously the 21st and the 14th, which is 2 weeks, 1 week away from that date. So we lose promotion. So I hate to say it, it just looks like the signs are pointing at us forced to wait till next year. Again, you guys are the community. You can step up and say, no, we're going to do it. And there's enough fights, but we're losing our main event. We're probably going to lose Rocky and Chino because Rocky was available for December 14th. Who knows how many more fights we're going to lose because it's this weird first week of December that we never discussed. So it sucks because I was really excited. To make this one the best one, man. Super motivated. And it still could be, especially if we're picking a date in February, which means we have massive time to promote. But something that we needed to think about, something that I needed to say, you know, and hopefully, again, hopefully you guys are okay with it. And we can make it happen next year, potentially. If not, like I said, if the community decides, no, they want something this year, and you step up to that plate, then maybe, you know, we can get it. But till then, it doesn't look positive, you know. I don't want to take a financial risk on a mediocre main event, you know. I got to put up the sanction and the venue up front and hope that I can make that money back. And the truth of the matter is, that's why it's important how good the main event and card are. You know, again, I need 200 tickets just to cover the fucking fee of the venue, right? So I'm not trying to take any risks where financially I lose. And I don't think we would lose with Keem and CYP. We could push to February in Tucson, Arizona and do it big, or we could push to Cinco de Mayo and do it bigger, but I just feel like that's so freaking long in between. Like, if you're an amateur fighter, not even on a high level, like, do you really want to only have one fight every 8 months? That's lame, you know? Maybe we could do early January so it still feels like December. I don't know. But we have to be honest with ourselves and say that, you know, it's just too much risk if we don't have the CYP Keem main event on the December month. You know, it's already a financially stressful month for most families, so it needed to be a main event that can make people come out. And obviously, there's no proof, but I thought that that main event could be Keem and CYP, and that's why I was invested. That being said, if it's not that, it just makes it too difficult, too much risk. But I'm not closing any doors. Like I said, if the community steps up, we can still get it done. But this is where we're at. It's really always at the mercy of the USA Boxing Commission and the, you know, local boxing commission, right, the LBC, to approve these things. Just sucks, man, because, you know, the city of Tucson was very excited. They had so much plant. And then I always wanted to do it here in Vegas. And, you know, those dates are just not available. And it sucks. It sucks, man. Like I said, truly was motivated to do the best job I can potentially do. And that won't stop. You know, the next Border Wars will still be the best one. It'll just have to be in the new year, you know, because there's no available dates. Now, again, they do have those late days, but they don't, you know, they don't really work for me, man. I'm not really looking for anything in the very, very, very end of December. You know, if everything goes well, I would rather be with my mom on that time. So maybe mid-January, or we just go into February, March, April. Those dates have already been not cleared, but they're open. There's no events on those dates. And if we put in the sanction now, we can potentially lock in a date in one of those months. But this is the news, even though it's unfortunate. This is the news, man. Believe me, I even found OC the Boss to fight, man. I literally found a 46-year-old willing to fight a 47-year-old, both with, you know, decent experience. I mean, we had the Rocky Chino fight. We had the CYP Keem fight. Big Bay Quinn, obviously, Esteban, whether or not that would have took place. We had Angel Urina willing to step in with Big Bay Quinn. We had Quan available, you know, looking for that smoke at 189 with Moose. And that's Mustafa from the back call. I mean, there was so much that could have been done and that we were working on, you know. It just sucks that this ended up going the way that it did because, man, we were certainly pointing in the direction of one of the best border wars ever for sure. But, you know, this ain't really going to hurt nothing. It's just going to give us more time to, A, fighters to prepare, you know, fights that couldn't happen because of time constraints may possibly manifest. And, you know, give us, you know, time to just do everything right. You know, maybe not getting it in December will excite more people and we can get an even bigger card. But again, the Tucson Border Wars isn't happening because the local boxing commission did not approve the dates due to the USA Boxing Nationals taking place, which isn't even taking place in Tucson or Las Vegas, but those dates are affected because of the Nationals, which is pretty whack. But we got Stainless on a check-in. What's up?
Give me just a second.
All right.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, I know that's well, it ain't bittersweet, man. I'm excited, man. That's even better, bro. I told you, like, December kind of touch and go with me. Like, I was going to come, but you know what I'm saying? It was, like, maybe, like, hopefully. But if it's in February, that's my birthday time, bro. Throw that mug wherever, and I'm going to be there. So, you know what I'm saying? Plus, to give all the people that just fought, you know what I'm saying, the time to rest, you know what I'm saying, and get back where they need to be financially speaking, and, you know what I'm saying, like, they have other responsibilities that they might have sacrificed for that. So that gives them a chance to get set, resting, and maybe even come back for the next one. So, you know what I'm saying, it's bad news, but it's the best bad news I done got all day. So I'm with it, man. As I always say, though, push that thumbs up, share this in every episode. This is Boxing Voice Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to El Camino and all that other good stuff, man. Sorry, I got to get back to work. Peace.
All right. I'm being told that the Tucson LBC Commission has said that they would approve us in February because they feel bad they couldn't do nothing in December. Obviously, they have heard, you know, there was a lot of excitement. Like I said, you know, people were joining the Facebook group. I even had a woman sign up to the Facebook group and request to volunteer at the Tucson event. But this could open up a door. I mean, with the announcement of Fundora and Spence Fundora, shout out to JT that reminded me, if we waited till that, which is said to be the end of January, basically early February, we can do something there. Shout out to Supermax that said, hey, maybe if we don't do Cinco de Mayo, we can put something together, potentially to line up with Canelo Crawford, if Canelo Crawford really happens. I don't think Canelo Crawford is happening in February. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on Canelo's dates, which is May. We'll see, though. What we do need to do is lock in the date early. You know, that is the issue. So we need to decide, you know, if it's going to be January, February, March, or are we just waiting all the way until lame-ass fucking May? That's corny. But, hey, again, if that's what y'all want, that's what y'all want. But this is the news, man. Phone lines are open for those that want to call in and, you know, give their opinions. Let us know how they feel. But I don't mind. We've done Texas so much. I don't mind Texas for the Errol Spence fight. That could be fun. You know, Cinco de Mayo for the Canelo fight. That could be fun. You know, and this gives us time to build some fights. Like Supermax and James have been talking. I'm just going to say this. I've already said no. You got Bo and Bama out here souping James up and whoever else is putting the battery in James' back. Supermax is the wrong fight. I was trying to line up James with Santiago, common opponent with Supermax. Equally a tough fight. And James, if he could get past that, you know, then it would have shown that he belongs with Supermax. People sleeping on Max, so go ahead and make that fight. You know, now that y'all got more time, make that fight. And don't be mad at me when I gloat when I'm right. You feel me? Y'all don't want to give dudes an opportunity to tune up, learn things. And Mex is battle tested. It's all good to laugh and say, oh, he 0-3. Get in there. Fight the same people he fought to see if you're going to win, though. That's all, you know. Fight the same people, see if you're going to look as competitive as him. But don't fight the same people and fight him, and I'm picking against you. It's just that simple. You know. And obviously, if we do Texas, we got the Four Horsemen. They always fight. You got Marvin, one of our best fighters. I believe he's 5-0. With one draw, you got Max, his brother, Chris, and also Eric Cruz. And I'm sure Sean Jones, who also said he couldn't fight in December. December is just not a great month, you know. It's just not a great month. It's unfortunate because I like to capitalize off of the momentum, but finances are finances, you know. If the money isn't there, it just isn't there. You can't force it, right? But phone lines are open for anybody that wants to call in. Looks like I got Big Bay Quinn. Give me a minute, champ. I'm going to get to you in just a sec. I didn't even realize I never turned this thing on. And over on Discord, let's see. We got Mr. Negative got what he wanted. This guy's been negative since the beginning, and now look, now you got what you wanted, champ.
What makes you think I wanted?
Who's gonna pay? I mean, you made a bet, so now you get paid too, right? You said the fight wouldn't happen, so now you're even getting paid. So you know, I mean, that's why we call you Mr. Negative, right?
I mean, that's why you call me Mr. Negative. You know, I mean, I didn't want the event not to happen. It's just, you know, I was. Hey, listen, man, it could be a blessing, right? Because one thing with time is always the best teller. Because a lot of people, you see, there's a lot of hype, and that's good, right? Like you said, you want to keep, you want to keep that momentum. But really, when it comes to people that are actually going to fight, this is going to be better because it gives them more time to be able to focus on training, to have it after Christmas time, after New Year's. Also for better planning, to do it after December or after the holidays, it's more affordable. So maybe doing it in February is going to be the best thing. It's a very affordable time to travel. Depending on where you go, like you said.
Remember, bro, not to cut you off, just dialogue. February's fucking Thanksgiving. It's not like I haven't heard those excuses. Oh, my girl, we got plans. Valentine's. I said Thanksgiving.
But you see, that's why now you really have, you know, to see what real options. I mean, listen, I mean, one thing I know is like with my woman, at least every woman's different. The unexpected, right? Maybe, you know, like my girl liked the idea of going to Tucson. When I first told her, her eyes actually lit up, but it was just the timing of it happening. I was actually surprised. I mean, I'll go anywhere. I was down to go to Milwaukee, Albuquerque. But, you know, for her, that was like a new place. Or, you know, so you could always make things work. And time allows you to go ahead and provide that planning. So this might be a great blessing. Like I said, we could have more of the community come out, not participate, hopefully, but also to actually go to the event. Like I said, it's a great time. It's just where it is and weather. That's the biggest issue. But, yeah, man, I think, you know, even though it's not what you wanted, it's still something you can still work with. Doesn't mean we still can't have momentum. And I look forward to what the new possibilities. Maybe there's going to be someone else that comes out of the woodworks that with the great opportunity, something to match, something similar to Tucson, you know? Maybe someone from Florida is going to hit you up. Maybe, like you said, it's Texas. Maybe we can get, you know, if Errol fights Fundora in February, January, and someone says, hey, I have this plan for you. You never know what could happen. So it is unfortunate. There's a lot of excitement, but hey, I'm like, I've said it once, I'll say it again, man. If you really want to participate, you know, actually do what you got to do. Go get a gym membership. Go to the gym at least 3 times a week. Get your USA Boxing book. You have the time. You are if you are willing and able, get it done, man. But that's all I got, man. It's all right, Ness, and it'll get better, I promise.
All right, champ, appreciate you. Now, listen, man, this is my baby. So for me, like if people say February, bro, I'll be talking Border Wars from now until February. You know, it is just, I look at it as more promotion, more buildup. Obviously, it's just a long time so people could get hurt, more time for people to pull out. But again, you know, if we can decide on a date, lock that in with the LBC and start promoting, I'm just equally as happy. I just love Border Wars. I got Big Bay Quinn on a check-in.
Yo, what's poppin' up?
What up?
This is heartbreaking. But high key, what I would say do is just hit up CYP and King of Dream first and figure out what dates align with them, and then we go from there.
Yeah, I mean, Keem ain't good.
That's the fight.
Keem not really good for December. That was his open window, you know. He already got things booked. With the 25th.
Yeah, but any date, like whatever date.
Oh, whatever.
I know he's not available, but see what's up. Like, what January date is good for him, and CYP, we can make it so we can match it up, and then we go from there. Because I feel like that fight still needs to happen. That main event was the big draw. So like, if we can figure out a date, the next available date for them, and then we just use that date as the date. You know, obviously it might be January if December 7th don't work, and December 27th is too close to holiday time for anyone and everyone. But what date in January works for them, then we go from there.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm with it, bro. I'm with it. What could you do at this point? You know, the plans have been ruined.
Right. But I'm still with the December 7th. It'll just be a smaller show. You feel me? I'm still with the December 7th. It's a little different vibe. But, you know, we had our hopes high for a nice big event, big main event, a lot of fights, Arizona, you know, vibes. But if that ain't it, that don't mean we shouldn't still do a show just to stay active, right? You know, just to stay active. And then we go, you know, figure out the next show from there. So I still think December 7th should happen, but before deciding that, I think we should talk to CYP and King first and then see if we could figure out a date that aligns with them. Maybe if a January date don't align with them and they like want to push it back to like February or something, then I still think we should like do a December show, December 7th, for a nice small joint just to keep it popping. And then go with
the thing is, it's tough, man. Listen, the thing is, it's tough to say do a small show because you still gotta get 200 people to cover that sanction and that gym fee. You know what I'm saying? It's just it ain't small no matter what. You know what I'm saying? 200 people is 200 people, and that's just breaking even.
Like actually small show, but just small in comparison to the hopes we had. Like we had high hopes for a big show. So just a smaller show than the one that we imagined. We imagined a really, really grand idea. You know, that this December 14th was about to be crazy, like 30-something fights. It's about to be really, really big. So maybe we can still get 20 fights and just fill a room with 200 people, but it's just not as big as we expected.
Hey, listen, man, I'm with it. You know, I'm with it. I just don't want to force anything and it end up being a financial nightmare.
Yeah, but first I think let's, you know, holler at Keem and CYP so we know, like, we'll know if we could do something to make sure that fight still happens. I feel like that fight needs to happen. That was a good matchup.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. All right, Big Bay, let me get to Adrian in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, all right. Man, that's unfortunate to hear, Ness, but that's out of your control. Did you say it's the commission? Said they won't do a December date for you?
I mean, you know what's funny? Remember you said that? That was the first thing you said. Like, yo, make sure you could get officials because that's the Nationals. And when we first checked, they said officials wasn't the issue. Then Malcolm, who worked the show in Milwaukee, and Scott, that worked the show in Florida, both said they would officiate as well. So we have volunteer officials. They still wouldn't accept the dates. They just don't want to do shows around the national dates is what we're being told, both in Tucson and in Las Vegas. So it must be state to state.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, even around here, like, December comes around, the problem that happens is most of your officials are coaches and gym owners. So any area you go to, if they got kids that are going to go to the Nationals, now you got, you know what I mean? You got maybe 10, 20% of your officials staying back, and you need to have a certain type of official to head it. Like, I can't remember what the name is, but usually in each LBC, there's only a couple, like, head officials, like Angel, who you met, who did the Olympics. Yeah. There's usually one or two of those guys in any LBC. So if they're gone at a national tournament, if you don't have that one official, you don't got a show because they got to be at a certain level. They have certain credentials that make it that way. So, yeah, like I was saying, you know, December's only tough and them dates are only tough because it's around the time of the Nationals. I think you're going to have great luck going forward in the future, and just don't be discouraged. You did the work. Like Milwaukee, you know, I mean, 11,000 views I believe you're up to. There's not a gym or anybody in the country that's not going to want to deal with you, right? So you just got to keep the energy going and take the time to build up your community fights because, like, you know, even looking at Milwaukee, imagine 5 more community fights added on to that. You know, that would have been a much more exciting card for the community. So I think given it time to get people in the community together can be a blessing. Ness. So, you know, don't look at it as a step backwards. Look at it as that opportunity to make the best Border Wars yet. You got more time to get sponsors. You got more time to get community fights. You got more time to build everything into something greater. So just don't, you know, don't be discouraged. Just keep the fire that you have going. And everyone, this gives everyone a chance to keep training. Like for anybody who's looking to join and do it, take this time to train. Start training, man. I mean, Jose hit me in the background. I've been running 2 or 3 miles a day and getting back in the gym, you know, and actually, you know, just setting a baseline at 40 years old to keep going.
That's what I'm saying. This one had everybody excited. Bro, I had old Border Wars fighters hitting me up. I had spoke to fucking Santiago, Jose, Mario, Cruz, like, Lauren, like people was about to come out for this one, man. They killing me right now with this bullshit.
But listen, man, Ness. People are still gonna come out. And I want you just to take this as, you know, one promoter to another, right? You know, you've done Border Wars shows, I've done them, I've done a lot of stuff through USA Boxing. If you give yourself more time, Ness, you're gonna have a great show. You got a lot of good people around you. This gives people time to train, to financially save up. Because December, like I told you, would have been tough for me. But, you know, you push it off to another date. Man, that makes it easier. Because I was looking at them flights out to Arizona, man. I mean, just in flights to take me and my family was $2,500. And, you know, I told you the, you know, the place where
were you trying to land in Tucson? Because, you know, it was cheaper to land in Phoenix and drive over. It's only 20 minutes.
No. That was Phoenix because I got an uncle who lives in Phoenix. Damn. Like, I had a place to stay. Like, I wouldn't even have to worry about the hotel. So I was just looking at, but just the flights alone was $2,500. You know? Like, and that was with having somebody, I probably could have used his truck to get down there. Like, you know, Arizona was an advantage for me. I, you know, I could have, you know, I was trying to make that swing. But what I'm saying is, you know, a February date, you're past Christmas, you're past New Year's, people are financially recovered. I mean, I think you need to look at it as a opportunity, as a chance to get more sponsors, look at it as an opportunity to get more offers for what you do. You know what I mean? 11,000 views. I mean, the kids here that weren't part of the community, they got an opportunity to be seen and get their fights called. You know what I'm saying? That's an opportunity. I did a show the very next weekend. My guy Dre's show came to the fight party. He had like 25, 26 fights. It was a great event. But guess what? 11,000 people didn't watch it on YouTube either, right? So at the end of the day, like, you got a lot to offer and bring to the table. So just make sure that you go about it and get the most you can out of it. And I do agree with you. Definitely get a date from USA Boxing, whoever is going to be hosting. Make sure that you make sure that they're locked in with a date in USA Boxing, that fees paid. Go on the USA Boxing website, see that it's an official event on there. I mean, once you get that in place, Ness, then you know what to do with the rest of it. You know how to get the sponsors. You know what to put together. But I think that's like step number one, find the date. And I definitely think you need to find a date that has Keen and CYP as the headliner, and find a date where you can stack your card with the old Border Wars fighters and the new Border Wars fighters. I think you got a great event on your hands. You know, don't let, this is just a slight bump in the road. And like I told you, in private conversations, I don't think you realize how big this is going to be for you. You might have a little bit, but trust me, this is going to get big in a way that I don't think you're quite imagining yet. But just be patient, because it's coming. It definitely is. But that being said, you know, further out, that makes it easier for me. Whether it be Jose or a rematch with Ant, but I do want Jose's belt. So, you know, Jose, if you're listening, get ready to hand that thing over to me at some point in time, because I'm taking it. Because I deserve it. Because you ducked
people. Let's see, though. You know how Jose is, man. That's why it was a rare occasion for him to want to come out and for him to be choosing an opponent that isn't weak. You know, you got to hope he's going to feel this way next year. But listen, let me get to some callers here. I got them lined up. Keem the Dream.
Oh, my brother.
What it do, man? What it do?
Yo. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
What up? I mean, not much more than what everybody has been saying. It's probably for the better, man. More time to plan. More time for people to prepare themselves to come. People start coming out the woodwork left and right. In the same way, you know, fights can fall out. More fights can be made. So, you know, again, like everybody's been saying, bro, it's probably for the best. I know you're riding off the hype of just doing one. It's always like that. Everybody's amped up. You know, you have some extra juice in the battery in your back because you feel like people were saying you can't do this and you can't do that. You're going to prove people wrong. So I think that's part of the reason it was like extra charged up. So it's kind of like, you know, like, fuck, man. Some shit out of your control to not work. But I think it's for the best, bro. Look, man, I'm always open to the CYP fight if we can make it happen. The truth is, I was supposed to be getting back to 165. I was supposed to be cutting weight. And that was my plan, to compete in the Florida State Pals in November. I bypassed that because I said I can't cut the weight.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There's no way I'm going to get to 165 in November to come back up to 180 to fight CYP. That wouldn't be healthy doing it that way. And so I was going to bypass that and compete in December. I was actually just in the gym Tuesday, bro. Tony Aguilar was in there because we had a gym come through. Tony Aguilar, you know, signed the MVP, fought Corey Marksman and some other people on the zone. I was chopping it up with him, and I was telling him about, yeah, I'm probably going to fight in December on the Border Wars card, you know, the boxing voice. I was telling him all about it. You know, I was fully committed to this, man. Got some great work in Tuesday. You know, I was excited for it, but I was fully committed. The community members were stepping up, you know, some silent partners in the background. I already had some money sent, had hotel, you know, accommodations handled for. People were really stepping up for me, man, and wanting to make the, you know, wanting me to get there for this fight to happen. So I really appreciate everybody in the community, man. You know, just stepping up and doing that for me, much appreciated. But you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm probably still gonna cut back to 65 and compete in the state piles in November, and we'll see where we go from there going forward. You know, me and CYP can make it happen, though, still, regardless, whether it's February or something. You know, we can make the way work. That'll probably be better, though, because then that way I can cut to 65 and compete for the in the state piles in November. And then if it's February, my birthday's in February, I always plan on traveling around. Because my wife's birthday is the 31st of January. Mine's the 16th of February. So we usually always take a trip around that time anyways, because it's like for both of our birthdays, you know what I'm saying? We went to Houston this year. I wouldn't mind going to Vegas or Arizona or even Texas. You know, we went to Houston. I'd love to. I could do Dallas. Never been to Dallas. Want to hit Austin, Texas. I love comedy. We love comedy. Been wanting to go to like the comedy mothership. You know, Joe Rogan's comedy club. There's a lot to do out there in Austin, Texas. So I'd be down for Texas or Vegas or whatever. Or if anything, you know, CYP has a gym. I know he's mentioned that before. He has a gym. You know what I'm saying? So you could probably, you know, work something out with CYP and doing a, you know, something with his gym in Cali or whatever. You know, either way, you got more time to plan now, and I think it'll work good for me because now I can cut this weight. I can compete in November, and then I can gain it back healthily and probably meet CYP at the weight we agreed upon in the low 180s and do a real big Border Wars and a big event. You know, do that like we planned and probably be bigger and better because you have more time to plan and whatnot. So it's probably for the best, brother. A little disappointing, I know, because we was charged up and ready. And you know, like I said, man, I was really getting ready for this, like for real, bro. You know, I was getting prepared, brother. I was getting prepared, man. High guard King, Winky Wright King was coming, boy. High guard walk him down was coming, boy. I was getting ready for it, man. I was working on it Tuesday. And plan to continue working on that style, but we'll have to save that for a later date, man. We're gonna put that in the vault, tuck it away, and we're gonna get back to light on my feet, 165 pound, a lot of punches, amateur Keem, because I'm gonna probably be competing in November for them state piles. So, yeah, man. You know, not much to say, brother. It's all good. Chin up in the air. You know, God don't make mistakes, man. So you know, it's probably for the best for us. Probably for the best.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Just know that, you know, the date will be dependent of you and CYP. So you let us know, you know, what works. You said February is cool. I guess we got to get with CYP, see if that's cool with him.
Yeah. February is actually really good. Like I said, it's my birthday month anyway. So a trip is always in the budget for my wife and I. So if it happens to be centered around Border Wars, it'll work.
Tucson is listening. They just said, let the community know they could for sure get it done for February if y'all want to make it bro, happen.
You know, I want to do Arizona. I've only been to Arizona to go to the Grand Canyon, and that was when we went to Vegas for our wedding anniversary. So it was just like a day trip. But I really want to hit Arizona, man, and do some hiking and see the nature out there. So Tucson is definitely, I would love Arizona, bro. I would love it. I'd probably take a whole week off, though, just to get some days out there to hike and see the, you know, see the nature and whatnot, man. So Arizona is probably top of the list, bro. I would prefer Arizona over Vegas, straight up, because I've been to Vegas already and it's cool and all, but you know,
whatever. I'd much rather go to Arizona, honestly, bro. And you know, the date, like I said, February works for me. If it works for CYP, give us some more time. And it'll help him. He gets more time to train because he needs it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to CYP, though. But yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking for CYP's Insta to DM him now. At least DM him the show, right? So... I wish he would have been on so he knows the details. I don't want to just DM him. Can you do February? Like, we just keep pushing shit back. That shit, I hate that, all right? You know, as much as people may not believe it, I love being punctual and responsible and shit like this. Bro, that's why I didn't do the show yesterday. When they text me back, I'm like, what? You know how many graphics already did? I booked the flight, not only for myself, but for Brandon already in Houston. I did so much already trying to be, you know, on top of things, man. And then the commission says the B to the S, man. It sucks. Okay, Jay Billy sent some footage. Jay, that gives people time, though. It do give people time. But damn, you know. Hey, we want to... I hate the way Discord set up. I might have to download it. That's probably the best way. Ah! All right. I got a couple callers, but I do want to show this footage of Jay Billy. We're about to find out, is he better than Cliff? Off the visuals. I mean, he's certainly throwing punches better than Cliff. Yeah, he's got better balance than Cliff. But, I mean, he could still slightly... I mean, he's certainly novice. So the Cliff fight might happen. I mean, yes, you're naturally better than him in terms of, like, technique, but like, you know, look at the way that you're ducking and bending over. That's novice, you know what I'm saying? So those are things that puts you on Cliff's level. I mean, but you certainly do it better than him. So with some training, you might be better than him. It all depends on who soaks better, right? Who learns easier. But you naturally are doing better than him. I mean, he didn't look that good, you know. If I had to pick a starting five, I'm going to you first. Sorry, Cliff. He just looks like he's actually thrown punches before. Damn, my boy Raul said Phoenix is 2 hours from Tucson, not no 20 minutes. So get that shit straight. El Pito Negro, you get time now, champ. You get time now. Who was calling out Moose, man? Oh, yeah, Moose was too... he was calling out Moose in the wrong weight class, though. I sent the footage.
Yeah, he still talking about 185.
Nah, but it don't matter. I sent the footage to Boom Boom, but he ain't even respond back yet.
Yeah, I don't think Boom Boom want that work. You know, he wants some easy work, probably. You know, and if he gets some work, you know, he might not want December. Me, personally, I don't want December because I'm just a last-minute kind of nigga. Like, as long as I can wait, the better. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I operate. That ain't the best way to go about it, but that's me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if we do February, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn the shit May. The longer, the better for me. I understand, you know, you're trying to hurry up and double up on them, you know what I'm saying? Showing that the game's still hot and then they're still on top, you know, keep the ball rolling. But hey, sometimes it's good to take a break. Let that thing marinate. You come back with an earthquake. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, you know, anybody can get it, you know what I'm saying? Zorro de la Vega, you know what I'm saying? The dude who beat Chris Vega, I put hands on him, you know what I'm saying? Or we can get Big Bay Quinn, you know what I'm saying?
Big Bay too heavy.
Yeah, Big Bay too heavy. You know, maybe we can do some sparring or something afterwards. I don't mind fighting somebody bigger than me. You know, I wouldn't want to fight somebody smaller, but I wouldn't fight somebody if they, you know what I mean, 10 pounds. Shit, maybe even 20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll have to be a sparring. That'll have to be a sparring session. The commission won't approve no 20-pound disadvantage unless it's heavyweight.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, I'm doing this, you know, this not eating thing. I started last season during summer, and I only lasted 22 days. This season, I'm trying to go the whole season, the whole fall, not eating. Today is day four. It's my fourth day.
But what you mean not eating?
I'm drinking liquid, but I'm not eating anything solid, just liquid. Right now, I'm just drinking apple juice.
All day.
I took my first sip of apple juice during the 11th a.m. hour. That's because I had a craving to actually drink. I didn't even feel thirsty or nothing like that. But I've been smoking every day all day, too.
No, I hate
so that kind of actually helps.
But
why? That kind of helps me to not eat.
Yeah, no, it suppresses the hunger. But why? What are you trying to, like, what are you trying to accomplish out of that?
Peace.
Okay.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my peace. And it also helps me to operate better. You know, depending on how I eat once I'm done fasting, I operate at a higher level naturally. And certain things that I used to have to battle and use mind over matter in, I don't have to do that no more. It just, the things I'm supposed to do, I do them without any mental blockages or without certain mental hurdles. Mm. So I'm trying to make it easy, basically. It's like a hack. You know? But, yeah, man. I'm out here, you know, about to clean this vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Get this bread. I'm on about my day. I appreciate you taking my call. Salute TBV, the whole community. You know what I'm saying?
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Big Super Max.
What up, what up?
What up?
Yeah, unfortunate news for you, Ness. I know you were looking forward to getting... I know how you are, man. When you got energy, you got energy. So I know you was working hard on the back end putting this together, but... I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think a lot more people will be available after the new year. You know, I think there's just much more to be lined up. You know, personally, I'm still hoping, I'm not saying the next event, but one event goes off in May, because I think May you could really put together a super card. But February works. I think January, if we get Arrow in Texas, I mean, you know, Team Texas, you know, all the Texas boys show up and show out at home. I'm excited to see when I can get back. You know, let's see what dates come up, because I'm ready to be back, Ness. I'm personally, I'm motivated more than ever to get this comeback together. Personally, I'm just embarrassed, man. You know, I got two scrubs with the combined experience of half a round thinking shit's sweet. You know what I'm saying, Ness? That's just,
Who's the two scrubs?
You know who they is, bro. Jerron and James, bro. They thinking shit sweet, bro, with their 93 seconds of experience. Like, yeah, look, I got an 0-2-1 record. My first fight is highly debatable. A lot of people, including yourself, felt like I was robbed. It is what it is. I got the knockout loss, and then I got a split decision loss with Eddie. But I've been in there. I've been in there tough. I've been there in the trenches in some, you know, I've been in two fight of the years. I know you're not a big fan of the fight of the year because they just rock 'em, sock 'em, but those are wars. Like, I've been in some wars. So for these two guys to think they can fuck with Supermax, that's crazy. I'm embarrassed. So I got to come back. We'll see when it is and who it is and whip the dog shit out of somebody and remind these folks who I really am. The shit ain't sweet. you can beat me, that's fine. More, that's all power to you. But ain't nothing easy about fighting me. That's just the bottom line. And the thing people fail to realize, especially with James, I don't understand why he failed to realize that. Ness, you've seen the weigh-in. I've sent you the last weight check. I'm like 40 pounds lighter than my last fight, and I'm not even in camp shape. So, I mean, you can think 330 Mex is going to show up if you want to, but 330 Mex was throwing a lot of punches and in some wars. So, yeah, it's going to be it's just going to be fun. It's going to be fun to, you know, come back and remind people who this is, you know what I'm saying? You know, props to all the guys that came back, you know, the four guys that came back and put the new Border Wars on, but I'm glad to see a lot of the OGs are motivated. So hopefully the date, you know, works out for everybody. And, yeah, I'm more motivated than ever to bring this comeback back, man. I'm highly embarrassed that, you know, that I got guys like that thinking they could fuck with me in the ring. So, that's all I'm gonna say for now. You know, we're gonna, you know, figure out what date works, who what works for who. And you know, it's belt to ass all 2025. We know what the end goal is. But it's I'm gonna have to whoop some ass. That's plain and simple. I just highly embarrassed. I've been in too good of fights with too good of fighters, you know, talking about oh, you can't do what Rocky does. Dog, what did we see you do besides gas out? You know, guys ain't got the heart of Santiago. They ain't got the punch of Jay. They ain't got the skill of Eddie. I'm not even worried about these guys. So it is what it is, Ness. Hopefully you get a date soon. We'll lock that in. And, yeah, we'll see what happens next. The Belt to Ass Tour 2025 is kicking off as soon as you give me the right dates, champ. That's all I got.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. We got Jay Hill.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
What up?
So what's going on, man? Why it's not happening on the 14th?
The commission, both in Las Vegas and in Tucson, said they're not approving dates on December 14th and the 21st due to the Nationals, even though it's not happening in either of those states.
Gotcha. So you got an idea on when y'all going to do the next one?
Well, Tucson wants us to choose February. We have to see what the community wants. Do they want to do February in Tucson, or do they just want to wait for like Cinco de Mayo in, you know, Vegas or wherever? We could possibly do late January in Texas if Earl and Fondora really do fight. There's a lot of possibilities. You know, obviously December's not an option because of the freaking Nationals.
Yeah, I got you, man. All right, I mean, I knew December, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to do December anyway, man. But, you know, I definitely got to get up in the Border War, man. So I'm going to stay in touch, man, and, you know, just check it out and see what's going on, man. But I appreciate it, though, man. I'm still going to be listening in. All
right, Jep.
All right, man.
We got... couple super chats I didn't even get to, right? Where they at? First super chat is from Galaxy Studios, $2. Whose idea was having it 10 days before Christmas? I don't know. Jordan Baker, member for 43 months on the champ level. Mr. Negative spoke it into existence. Two crying out loud emojis. Yeah, nah, we can't blame Alex. It is what it is. Shit happens. Hopefully the community picks February, and we could do a quick turnaround in Cinco de Mayo. Even though I don't like saying that, because then people be like, well, I'm going to just wait for May. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But it is what it is. Catch me on the next one at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, where we're back talking boxing, some book sale. That is 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. We got main event tip last minute. I got a $2 super chat from Stainless. This says February tax time too. A lot of people got travel money. February's tax time too. A lot of people got travel money. I seen someone else say that too in the chat. I mean, look, whatever helps. You know, February is a good time for me. Tucson and Vegas is always going to be good because, you know, it's drivable. And, you know, I want to make it the best ever. So having, you know, something near that is easy for me to transport a lot of equipment and, you know, different things is always a plus. But what's up, Tip?
Yo. Man. I think February and May, those are good months. You know what I'm saying? Especially to have a Border Wars event. You know what I'm saying? I think that's perfect timing. December was a quick turnaround. You know what I'm saying? This way, February gives, you know what I'm saying, it gives people enough time to save. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it gives people enough time to train. You know what I'm saying? Those who want to be serious about competing in Border Wars. I know a lot of y'all are talking about you're self-trained at home. No, you guys need to get in the gym. I know a lot of you want to cut down and weight. Get in the gym, you know what I'm saying? You got guys like Cliff, you know what I'm saying, who need time, you know what I'm saying, to develop and get in there, you know what I'm saying, learn some technique, get some actual sparring in, you know? Yeah. So I think February is a good month, you know what I'm saying, or even May, you know? I think those are perfect dates for Border Wars. You know, give us some time to build, you know what I'm saying? I know we want to carry the momentum right away, but you know what I'm saying, even with carrying the momentum, you know what I'm saying? Just taking it one step at a time, you know, putting on good cards and making sure everybody's competing at a good level, you know what I'm saying, will be good for the show. You know what I'm saying? It'll be good for the show.
Hey yo.
Yeah, man.
Did you watch any of Supermax tape?
Nah, I missed it. I gotta go back. I can't watch it since I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, nah, you gotta watch some. Cuz, bro, I mean, Don King, Bo Bama trying to set James up, man. They trying to make that Supermax fight without giving James a tune up.
Damn, my boy James said he's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I mean, see?
Yeah, see, Max, now you got extra time. See, Max said he lost 40 pounds, man. This is even more time for you to cut another 40, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully get another, but somebody going to come up for Supermax. Don't worry. Somebody will show up for Supermax. Max just got to stay active, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep working. And then, you know what I'm saying? The fact that this has been extended, that's perfect for Max. So, but now I'm going to go back and watch that tape, man. I seen that Jay Billy film too, man. Yo,
He looked better than Cliff.
Man, listen, dog. I'm going to just give Jay Billy a fair warning now. Stay away from Cliff, man.
What?
Stay away from Cliff. That's not what you want, bro.
Yeah, you got it. Cliff need work. Cliff need a lot of work. Jay Billy got natural, you know, talent.
Y'all heard what Cliff said, man. Fuck around and find out if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
You may feel like it's your time.
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm gone.
But it's not your time.
Spider Rico. Spider Rico.
Hey, what's up, guy?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, good. I'm just calling in to give thanks to my opponent, to everybody in TBV Universe. Man, I didn't know, you know, when people care about you and you meet them. You could tell. And I didn't know, you know, but it was a good feeling. I love boxing. I could tell y'all what it was like. I pick a mirror, a dusty mirror. I set it down in the gym. It was a big old gym we fought in, but the mirror was dusty in the middle of the building, you know, the side of the building. I put it in the middle of the bag, in a space where everybody starts shadow boxing. I cleaned the mirror off. You know what I mean? Made it perfect. I did my best to be perfect, but it was things that was imperfect leading up to the fight. And I'll tell y'all the truth. I'll tell y'all everything. It was like, okay, leading up to the fight, I fought in Golden Gloves. Before that, I had a horrible pain in my knee, a horrible pain in my knee. I never went to the doctor. I don't really believe in that. I have other beliefs, kind of like the caller who just called in. He said he's going to stop eating. Well, just be careful. But I have other beliefs, too, where people think you're not right and they call you names. So I get that. But I never went to the extent to stop eating. You know, that's intense. But how he can fight big, how he too big, he's too small to fight Big Bay, but he don't say nothing about me. You know, I don't get that triangle theory, but I try not to do too much math and thinking, because that's where,
if you're talking about me, remember that I tried to set up the Moose fight. Moose said he ain't fighting at 189. He's going down to like 154.
Who weighed 189?
The dude that wants to fight Moose.
Okay.
His name is Quan. Saying, his name is Quan from Twitter.
I was just saying, Moose said he was going to fight Big Bay, right? I don't know. But look, it was a horrible pain. I didn't go to the doctor before the Golden Gloves because I wanted to be in the show. I just like to put on the show. And so I didn't go to the doctor. I fought in Golden Gloves. I won. And then I was training. Where I always train at the park in the dirt. That's where I be. I don't go to a gym. When I fought Big Bay, I didn't hit the bag at all. Not one bag. Not a double end bag, a speed bag, heavy bag. Not that I don't know how. I just have other beliefs. And I want to go into the ring with my beliefs and believe in myself. Not some system, a program, a boxing that's been going on and who made it. And that's how they do it because that's how they said to do it. I want to do it my way. And that's what I did. And that's the type of show I put on. I'm not making no excuses. I'm just telling y'all what I did. I could tell you what it was like. And then I was training, right? I was doing sprints. Boom. It was something like a pop in my knee happened, right? It felt like my knee exploded. So I had to go to the doctor that time because I barely could walk. All this time, Border Wars is starting to be talked about, you know? And so I went to the doctor that did the MRI. They said that both of my meniscus was torn, and that's on the side of your knee. Those are the ligaments on the side of your knee. And they said, down the middle, my ACL was torn, and everything is torn completely. And I was walking, and, you know, they was like, you know, you walking good for what it looks like on this paper. I said, yeah, and I got a fight coming up. I got a show to be in. At the time, they said we was fighting Keem. You know what I'm saying? So they said, well, you can tear your knee up if you want to, but you should do the surgery as soon as possible. I said, well, I can't do that, you know? And I prepared for the show. I prepared for September 14th. I fought in the show. I'm proud of myself in that way. Of course, I wanted to win. But it was a struggle. It was a lot of pain that I went through. I mean, it seemed Big Bay is ready. It seemed Big Bay is ready. You know, it seemed like Big Bay is ready for December 7th. He the only one talking about he want to fight because that's how he feel. And at this, when we went into the ring, it was things that I believe I think quicker than him. I'm quicker off the draw than him, but he's stronger than me, you see? So we had to make up for that in the type of way that I know I can do. I'm quicker off the draw than him, and if he want to play this game again, think I'm not going to hit him right upside the head how I hit him. I hit him on the chin, too. He just can take a punch. When you dark like that, you could take a punch and keep on going. The melanin is the power, you know, but everything can be overcome. Everything can be overcome. We shall feel a way. We shall feel a way. That's the word that I made up. We shall find a way. We shall feel a way. I can find a way to his chin again and again. And I promise you, I didn't even run a mile because I couldn't run on the ACL. I couldn't run. I couldn't train. But I promise you now, after all those months, it was about 3 months I got. I tore my ACL and everything. The doctor told me in early March. So I said, okay. I got ready for the show, and I did it. And but now, I can run. I'm gassed. I'm wheezing, just like I was in the fight. But I promise you, give me how many days up until how many days is it until December 7th? I wanted to know that.
I will have to set up a calendar date. Let me do that for you, champion.
Y'all the one saying taking it serious. Well, start doing the math, because they say Big Bay is a math teacher. He good with numbers. And we're going to have to be shocked to beat this one.
I think you in your head, man. Big Bay ain't better than you, but you keep saying he better than you. And that's always been your downfall. But you want to know this February,
you know
right?
What,
you said you February,
know what,
champ?
You know what CYP was talking about? He was talking about superiority. And I really didn't like the way he was talking about King, saying that he was a better man than him. I remember early on when I started watching this show, they would say, well, you can make this much money for the professionals. You can make this much money if you fight this man, but you can't make this much money if you fight this man. And that's putting a worth on the man. And really, what is the world coming to where the world everybody fought for is we fight to be worked equal. We equal men. And the way CYP was talking about King, okay. Okay, then I get what it is to be a $1 million man. You know, you get up there and you got all your muscles and things and people just marvel at you. I get what that is. But it's another thing when a man is quicker off the draw, he thinks better than you. And that's what we need to aspire to be.
Listen, champ, if you had your pick of the litter, February what? What's a good day for Spider Rico?
Look, I ain't even done. I left my mouthpiece at home. I went
champ,
all the way across.
Champ,
to, I left
that's
my mouthpiece.
Bell.
No, no,
that's
no.
The bell.
No. I'm a, no.
That's the bell.
This.
That's the bell.
Right.
That's the bell. You're wildin'. James, what up?
Yo, Ness, so what's going on, man? What's it, February now, or is it April now? What's the move, man? What's the real play?
I mean, it's on y'all, man, but if you had your pick of the litter in February, what would it be? The 8th, the 15th, or the 22nd?
Shit, February?
First, 8th,
I mean, it don't,
15th,
it don't.
Or 22nd?
Shit, it'd probably be the 22nd, because that's a 3-day weekend, I believe, right? If I ain't mistaken. I think that's a holiday weekend. So it'll probably be the 22nd if I have my pick. You know, I was thinking about April because, you know, I'm trying to take these next couple of months and really lock in, man. That's why I was so open for April.
Damn,
but, man,
April,
whatever
what you
decide, you
mean?
Man,
we in September. You're talking about October 26th, November 26th, December 26th, January 26th, February. That's 5 months.
You know I hit you in the background, man. You know what I'm going through, man.
Bro,
but you know,
listen,
like real,
listen,
like real
listen.
Shit. Ain't no.
That's
why
I lost
no,
my way. That you got to use. That's yeah. I promise you. Use that as a reason to lose weight. You got to get right.
Yeah, man.
You got to make them jam.
Yeah, man. I started a piece of that journey. You know, I started a piece of that journey. And this ain't no bitch in my heart. I ain't gonna hit you with no cry me a bait.
Check this.
What's up? Yo.
I wanna feel sympathetic to you, but you can't be calling out Supermax, talking slick, and then asking for more than 5 months to get ready. I'm telling you, you're not ready for him. I'm telling you, not ready. You think you ready, but then you also saying you need a year to get ready?
You funny as fuck, man.
Shit, 5 months is 5 months is half a year. Five months is six months. And Tucson is listening. They saying 15th or the 22nd work as well.
All right, well, fuck it, man. Let me reach out to my people and get locked in, man.
Get locked in, bro. You need to be doing this 10,000 steps per day, man. Today's my 106th day. I'm older than all of y'all. Y'all got to get on y'all game.
Ness, man, I work in facilities where I can't bring Bluetooth devices in spaces, dog.
Oh, you working for NASA. He worked with NASA and shit.
Some shit like that, man.
Top secret shit.
It's some shit like that, some light shit like that. But, you know, man, I'm going to get locked in, man. I'll holler at you on the background. Let me go ahead and set up a few things, man. Hey, shout out to you, shout out to the community, man. Hey, whatever you throw at me, man, it is what it is, man. I'll sign the contract. Give me 2 weeks, man. Talk to my folks.
All right. Look, they listening, man. They said we could do either day, brother. Let us know. They want to lock it in so we don't go through the same damn thing we just went through, man. What is you saying here, Jonathan Sins? Did you spell this right? Is he crying? Oh, no, my G. Nah, man. Say it ain't so. Quote, unquote, we not crying about me. Oh, he talking about, I caught that one too. He talking about Spider Rico. He said, oh, no, man. Say it ain't so. We not crying about me. You know what I'm saying? Quote, unquote, we and me. Shout out to y'all. Y'all funny as hell. Yeah, I mean, James, word is born 5 months is 5 months, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I ain't gonna front. I used my depression to get right. I ran miles off that depression to shout out to my man Justin Bieber. I know a lot of people gonna be like, what? Yeah, that album? I ran through some sneakers on that bitch. I'll tell you right now. You just got, yo, it's nothing better than walking and running, man. You out there in your element, you know, alone, at peace, in your thoughts, you know, clearing shit, planning. You got to do that. You got to see a better future. And Spider Rico, he's always dealt with the same shit, bro. I'm almost tired of telling him. Can't be running around here saying somebody better than you. You'll never beat him. How you going to say he's stronger than you? You sound crazy. Just crazy. But I'm going to put in a tentative date of the 22nd on this app that Spider Rico asked me to do. That gives everybody 149 days. Bro, that's a bid. That's a county bid, bro. That's a county bid. 120 days, that's 4 months. 149? Nah, man. That's 5 months. Y'all playing. That's a county bid right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get right, man. I got right in 90 days. I'm 219 pounds. I've been holding it from 220 to 223. I got down to 219 this morning when I weighed myself. And I'm not, like, cutting back on nothing. I mean, I just eliminated a lot of stuff that I don't even think about no more. But, you know, I eat good old steak every day, 3 times a day, you know? Well, not 3 times a day. That's a complete lie. Every day. I always eat steak in the morning with 3 eggs. And then I might have steak at night. I try not to, though. I'll have, like, salmon, chicken, or ground turkey. I don't even have chicken like that. I have ground chicken, too. I don't got time for them chicken breasts. I ground my shit. Feel me? But y'all playing, man. All y'all dudes got excuses, bro. I don't see how y'all can't lose weight. Y'all see me lose weight over and over and over. And y'all ain't going to see me lose it again because this is a wrap. This is a forever thing now. I'm at 106 days. This is a wrap. I never in my life been working out that consistent. Like, you know, yeah, 5 days a week, 4 days a week. But every day, never. Y'all got to step it up. All these goddamn excuses. But 4 o'clock, we out. Peace.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.